Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
one of our listeners calls in to talk about his favorite album of 2020 by Dead.
What? The Dead have a new album out? How do I miss that?
No, not The Dead. I'm talking about Dead. Damn spell check. Before we get to the topic at hand today, mm-hmm. I'm Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We should mention there was another, you know, I think somewhat notable passing in the world of music. Did you see this? Jerry and the Pacemakers?
Oh, no. I didn't know that. I didn't see that.
Jerry Marsden
from
Jerry and the Pacemakers just died and 78 years old.
Wow.
And just thought we should note that. I don't know, you know, how relevant Jerry and the Pacemakers are anymore. You know, they were certainly important, I think, or very popular, I think, with the initial British invasion.
Yeah, absolutely. They were part of that Mercy Beat scene that kind of swept in the wake of the Beatles, you know, and at times those bands were already, you know, existing when the Beatles started, too. So, but that whole beat boom that came out of Liverpool.
Yeah. And people certainly know Ferry Cross the Mersey, I think.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
A lot of people know that song. I think they're an interesting sort of time capsule. I think if you listen to Jerry and the Pacemakers, you really get a sense of like the music of that mid-60s, you know, era.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how well it sort of, you know, translates over time. It's very much of its era, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you one thing, however, that's remained very relevant with Jerry and the Pacemakers. Their version of, I don't even know what the song is. I think it's an old song, like from a musical or something, called You'll Never Walk Alone.
Oh, yep, right.
Is sung by the Liverpool supporters before every match. And it's based on that Jerry and the Pacemakers version. So, and during this COVID times, that has become, you know, even more relevant, I think, with a lot of supporters who are, you know, sing that kind of together in their own separate spaces. And it's been sent out to, you know, as a show of support for frontline workers and things like that, too. So, but it's quite powerful if you've watched a match from Anfield, or gosh, I can't imagine how amazing it must be to be there to hear, you know, 70,000 people singing that song. It's pretty amazing.
That's right.
So. Yeah.
And they did break very early. I mean, they were right there with the Beatles, you know, like, you know, a week later or something like that. You know what I mean? They were like that close.
Yeah. And Ferry Cross the Mersey is an amazing song. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Rest in power, Jerry Marsden.
Absolutely. I was not aware of that. Thank you for bringing that to my attention and all of us.
Yep. So, okay. Now, let's get to the topic at hand. We're going to get back to the 2020 favorites, the listener series, and people have called in and told us about favorite albums and songs of last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, let's start with this caller here.
Okay.
Happy New Year, party line people. Jimmy Linetti here, checking in with a couple of my best of 2020s. And, we really do need some highlights from 2020. You know, so we'll go with some music. I think I mentioned this album before, Dead, D-E-H-D, band out of Chicago. That's my album of the year. But I want to focus on my single of the year. It's from an album that would probably be in my top 10 if I did put together such a list, but it's a band called Second Grade. And they made this album almost kind of guided by voices, if they were kind of like an early version of Wilco or something, but a lot of short songs. My single of the year is only at 7, so I think you guys could play the whole thing if you want, and I think you should, but the song from Second Grade is called When You Were My Sharona, and it's just a perfect slice of pop. You know, put it on the Perfect Pop playlist too, for that matter, but all it's got is you know, one verse, one chorus, a bridge, and an outro. That's all you need. It's a great little song. Been my highlight of 2020. I'll keep it short so other people can get their calls in. Appreciate all you do, Jim and Patrick. Looking forward to a great 2021 with you guys. Take it easy. Jimmy Linetti signing off.
Okay, and so this song here from second grade, When You Were My Sharona, is right around 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And I reached out to the band, and they said we could play the full song here.
So cool.
So are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. I spent a weekend in heaven in 1977. It felt like those days would never end when you were my Sharona. God was more than just a word. His songs just wanted to be heard. And one time I almost got to third when you were my Sharona. The coke was clean and the highs were wild. Life was a movie and I was a child. I remember the way you smiled when you were my Sharona. Wonderful.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Is great. Yeah, it and really super, is.
Super poppy and, you know, kind of big star-ish, I think. And
yep.
Really nice. Yeah, it fits that whole, you know, My Sharona, of course, being sort of a late 70s.
Yep.
When power pop was like really big. It really fits with that sound. So very cool. This is a band called Second Grade. They're out of Philadelphia. And the album is called Hit to Hit. And, of course, that was When You Were My Sharona. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy. Great call, and always good to hear his voice, and a shout-out to the Party Line people. Jimmy's been with us pretty much since we started doing this podcast, and it's been great to have him there all along, and just know he's out there listening and doing his thing, too, with his awesome glove repair service business that he's got down there. So hang in there, Jimmy, and great to hear from you, and we'll do our best to keep this going in 2021. I love that song. I really liked it when the solo came in near the end, and it really started to sparkle. That was really great. So lovely, lovely pick.
Fantastic. Okay. He mentioned just briefly that his album of the year is called Flower of Devotion by Dead, D-E-H-D. Mm-hmm. He didn't really say much about it, but maybe we can play one of those tracks for the playout at the end of this episode.
So that sounds good.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's move on to the next caller.
Okay.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, Pod Squad. This is Hans from Frank Muffin. Just calling in to weigh in on my song of the year. It's been tough to discover new music as of late, as I've been busy as ever. And pretty much it's only driving back and forth to work is when I'm hearing new music on XMU or possibly Alt Nation, which a lot of that music has really been leaning towards what I used to consider more like dance music. You know, you've got your Tame Impala and Billie Eilish and stuff, which is all great. But in that, I discovered a little fun tune that kind of is like old school, almost like alt country. Makes me just want to spin around slow on the dance floor. And I don't dance, so that's saying something. It would be Waxahachie's Can't Do Much. If you haven't heard it, give it a listen. Rock on.
Okay, I gotta say, Hans, you picked a really good one there. That's
yeah, he
did. That's one I you know, I kind of forgot a little bit about that song. If that's got to be up there for me, even in terms of best songs of the year. I mean, it's just really, really well written, don't you think?
I totally agree with you, Jim, and it's right up there for me too. And I actually chose that. I had to go back and check March New Music, but if you go mm-hmm. to episode 832, you'll hear me gush about Katie Crutchfield and
right.
and this song. But man, me too. It's right up there, right in the wheelhouse. You know, it's amazing to think that the incredible band Frank Muffin, you know, listen to our theme song.
Yes.
You know, they're it's such incredible music makers. You forget, I think, sometimes when somebody is so good, like an amazing artist, you forget, like, wait a minute, they have to have inspiration too. You know, it's not like these amazing things they do are just falling out of the sky. So it's interesting to hear Hans talk about, you know, a little bit about hearing music in the car and stations and you know, those XM channels he mentioned. But man, this one is right up there for this year and also amongst Waxahachie's most beautiful songs. I mean, you just get goosebumps when her voice comes in.
It is. It's on the album St. Cloud mm-hmm. from 2020, which is a really, top to bottom, a really good album.
Great stuff.
And but that song there, it just has such a great kind of single quality,
yeah.
almost like you
yeah.
imagine, you know, this would be, you know, in some alternate universe where these things happen, that this would be like a big hit radio single
right.
or something, or and then featured on like a K-Tel album or something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's got that sort of level of perfection to it that I think of when I think of like a great single, you know. So,
well,
anyway.
I have a sneaking feeling it may show up on our year end mix yeah. CD.
It might.
So,
it might.
Yeah.
There's your K-Tel right
there.
So,
go.
Callers to the, 2020 favorite series will get a mix CD from
yeah.
me and Patrick. So
right. That's
that. Well, that's what that is. So anyway, let me get back to Frank Muffin for a second. I'm glad
yeah.
you mentioned that they perform the theme music now
mm-hmm.
on our show. It was originally done by a band called Quart Jar, and then
yep.
Frank Muffin just out of the blue like covered it. And we were like, let's go with this for a little while.
So great.
So there's that, and they've been regular performers on our Friday Night Hootenanny series that we
mm-hmm.
do, where people just get together and play songs, and that's really fun. And but speaking of 2020, though, it was the year of the Muffin.
That's right.
They recorded a song a week.
They did.
And put it up on Bandcamp, like, you know, weekly.
Yeah.
And then every quarter compiled those into albums that I think are now all available. Let me check on the other streaming services, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just check my Spotify and see if that comes up. So certainly got to get some props to
amazing
to
yeah.
the Muffin.
Absolutely.
Looks like so far you can get volumes 1 and 2.
Okay, great.
On Spotify, but I think the others are to follow.
I believe so. I believe they mentioned that at some point they're working to get everything up there, and I think you can find some on Bandcamp too right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think you
so.
Can get it all on Bandcamp.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll just cap that by saying, you know, when Frank Muffin started performing regularly on the Hootenanny, I was like, wait a minute, something's happening here, you know, that really kind of kicked it up to a different level. And that's really been amazing to get to know them. And we interviewed them on an episode 2. So go back and find that.
That's right. Okay, let's do one more call today.
Great.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. And Suburbs Community interns. Miss you all. Miss talking to you all. This is Jesse down from San Antonio. I was calling regarding album of the year. So this past year, 2020, it's been a crazy, crazy year. However, there's been some really good music that really spoke to me. You know, a year where you have Waxahachie, Haim, Springsteen, Phoebe Bridgers, Pearl Jam releasing new albums. You know, it's a great year. Admittedly, Pearl Jam was going to be my album of the year. I'm a little biased there, my favorite band. But with that said, a band and album that kept resurfacing as the year went by was a band called Heinz. They had an album called The Prettiest Curse. This was their third album. What I do like about this particular band, they're a quartet. I believe they're out of Spain. But what I really like about them is they're garage rock, and they have this infusion of a certain level of pop to it. I find myself humming along to a lot of the beats. A lot of it is super catchy. I just really enjoy it. The album itself is about 30 minutes long, so it's not too long at all. So if you find your time with a daily commute, give it a try. But a few things I really liked, as I mentioned, you know, their catchy poppy beats certainly caught me, but I do love their infusion of the Spanish language into their songs. So they'll mix English and Spanish as their songs go along. A couple of songs I really enjoyed were Writing Solo, Good Bad Times, and Come Back and Love Me. I really enjoyed those songs, and as I mentioned, they just kept resurfacing. So that's my album of the year, guys. Y'all have a happy new year. I hope you had a Merry Christmas, happy new year. 2021 is right around the corner, and let's hope for a good one. You have a good one, guys.
All right, Jesse from San Antonio. All right, thank you, Jesse.
Beautiful man, great to hear from him. You know, like Jimmy, it's always comforting to know he's out there doing his thing and always checking in with us and listening to us. So that means a lot. And I think great minds think alike, Jim, right? We've talked about Hines a little bit over the course of this year. I remember, I know a couple things, but one, we spun their cover of Spanish Bombs was a choice you had.
That's right.
One of the new music episodes, yep. And, you know, it's cool to have somebody like Jesse, who's so well-spoken, to be able to describe it so well. And I can't seem to find it right this second, but I think one of our interns picked a Hines song for one of their new music episodes too. I'll keep digging while we listen to something.
Well, I'm finding the episode right now. It was July 10th.
Okay.
And yes, it was interns, and the song we played was Come Back and Love Me.
Okay.
Oh, wait, here we go. That was Sammy. That was Sammy's
Sammy,
pick.
Intern Sammy. Okay, yes. Fantastic.
So that was one of the songs that Jesse mentioned, Come Back and Love Me. The other two he mentioned were Riding Solo and Good Bad Times. So you have any preference on that? I know which way I'm leaning.
Okay, why don't you go? We'll go with your impulse there.
Got to hear Good Bad Times. Yeah. I mean, come on. What speaks to 2020 better than Good Bad
Seriously.
Times, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, there you go. I'm picturing Hans dancing.
Yeah.
Yes. No, that's good. This is a good record. I've streamed it probably, you know, like mid-year when it came out.
Yep.
And I'd like to go back to this record. This is a good album. They're very talented.
Really, really talented. And, you know, as Jesse said, it is cool the way they kind of mix in that, you know, their Spanish language, that influence, and yet kind of take an American indie rock approach to it. So that's very cool.
Yeah.
Really, really like that stuff too. So one of those wonderful discoveries brought forth by the community. It's just great.
Absolutely. Okay, let's see here. Tomorrow, we're going to keep this going. We have several more calls to get through, so this is going to go on for a while, people.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Strap in. Get
That's
a beverage.
Right. There is still time to get in on this and get the mixtape and just be part of the, and just share with the community and tell people what you liked in 2020. We ask for one favorite song or one favorite album, or both.
Or both.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we don't want long lists of each. You know, try to be selective here. And all you got to do is you can call in
612-440-1984.
Yep. Or you can record a voice memo and email that to rock@suburbspod.com.
Right.
And we just ask to get those in by January 15th would be good.
Yeah.
Earlier is even better, but
yeah.
January 15th, I think you can still make the cutoff. So, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Let's get out of here. Let's get to tomorrow's episode. We're going to do, I think, 3 more calls, all right?
Yep. Looking forward to it.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. What have I done? Don't do that. Okay, here we go.